The next item on the agenda is Virginia Electric and Power Company, number 181845.
Good morning.
Ms. Peabody, good morning.
So this is a project that requires a wetlands board permit because the city of Chesapeake has rescinded the wetlands ordinance as well as a submerged lands permit. So the Virginia Electric and Power Company is requesting authorization to conduct repair work to four of their foundation structures of an existing steel lattice transmission line support tower that will require increasing the footprint of the existing foundations and installing riprap within tidal wetlands and submerged lands. And in order to do this construction, they will need to install a temporary cofferdam along the southern branch of Elizabeth River at 2701 Bebco Street. The project takes place on the Dominion Energy Center property, which we seem to discuss a lot in this meeting. It's at the very southern portion of the property, just adjacent to the high-rise bridge. And here you can see two of the existing towers, the most seaward tower here. All four of those foundations are starting to experience erosion from tidal energy, and so they plan to repair that. So they are proposing to access the majority of the work from the water, from the barge. However, small trucks are going to have temporary access through the wetlands from high ground here. And the two most seaward structures are going to need riprap revetment around, while all of them are going to be increased by having additional cement poured around them. So here you can see the four foundation structures, two that are seaward and in submerged lands, and two that are within vegetated wetlands. They're going to have this new concrete cap extension and a new riprap revetment around them. The project will impact 199 square feet of vegetated wetlands. It will impact non-vegetated and submerged lands. The proposed impacts to tidal wetlands and state-owned submerged lands appear to be the minimum necessary to facilitate the repair of the existing steel lattice support tower. As such, staff believes that the project's design is consistent with our wetlands and subaqueous guidelines. Should the commission agree, staff would recommend the following permit conditions to ensure the appropriate wetlands restoration is achieved following the completion of the project. All areas of state-owned submerged and adjacent lands disturbed by this activity shall be restored to their original contours and natural conditions within 30 days from date of completion. All excess materials shall be removed to an upland site and contained in such manner to prevent its reentry into state waters. Erosion and sediment control measures shall be in conformance with the 1992 edition of the Virginia Erosion and Sediment Control Handbook. And VMRC staff will be notified within 30 days of the project to do an on-site review to determine if wetland planning will be required during the following growing season, and that will be from any temporary impacts associated with construction access. As such, therefore, evaluating the merits of the project and considering all the factors contained in 28.2-1205 and 1302 in the Code of Virginia, staff recommends approval of the project with the previously mentioned permit conditions and the purchase of 199 square feet of tidal wetland credits at New Mill Creek for the permanent loss of tidal vegetated wetlands. The project agent is here if you have any questions, and I'm happy to answer questions.
Any questions of Ms. Peabody? Ms. Everett?
It's 199 square feet of permanent impact for vegetated wetlands. Is there not mitigation for that? So
they have actually purchased, and we are recommending the 199 square feet of mitigation for the vegetated wetlands. The non-vegetated wetland impacts are associated with the riprap, so they will be changing mud to riprap revetment, and generally we don't recommend mitigation for that.
Further questions? Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
The applicant present or representative wishes to be heard? Yes, ma'am. Good morning. Raise your right hand, please. The solemn swear the testimony you give today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the true self you got.
Yes, sir.
You state your name for the record and who you represent.
Jennifer Johnson, agent for the project with C2 Environmental Group. I'm available to answer any questions if you need any further detail. I think Ms. Peabody provided a very good explanation of the project.
Any questions? Seeing none, thank you, ma'am. Is anyone else here in support of this project? Is there anyone here in opposition to this project? Seeing none, the matter is before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Tankard.
Move to approve staff recommendation.
Motion made to approve staff recommendation. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Minor. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much.
Thank you.